Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
First Samuel 18, 17 to 30, jealousy to enmity. Then Saul said to David, "Here's my elder daughter Merab. I will give her to you for a wife. Only be valiant for me and fight the Lord's battles." For Saul thought, "Let not my hand be against him, but let the hand of the Philistines be against him." David said to Saul, "Who am I? And who are my relatives, my father's clan in Israel, that I should be son-in-law to the king?" But at the time, when Merab, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, she was given to Adriel, the Meholathite, for a wife. Now Saul's daughter, Michal, loved David, and they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. Saul thought, "Let me give her to him, that she may be a snare for him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him." Therefore Saul said to David a second time, "You shall now be my son-in-law." And Saul commanded his servants, "Speak to David in private, and say, 'Behold, the king has delight in you, and all his servants love you. Now then, become the king's son-in-law.'" And Saul's servants spoke these words in the ears of David, and David said, "Does it seem to you a little thing to become the king's son-in-law, since I am a poor man and have no reputation?" And the servants of Saul told him, "Thus and so did David speak." Then Saul said, "Thus shall you say to David, 'The king desires no bride price except 100 foreskins of the Philistines, that he may be avenged of the king's enemies.'" Now Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. And when his servants told David these words, it pleased David well to be the king's son-in-law. Before the time had expired, David arose and went along with his men and killed 200 of the Philistines. And David brought their foreskins, which were given in full number to the king, that he might become a king's son-in-law. And Saul gave him his daughter Michal for a wife. But when Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David, and that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him, Saul was even more afraid of David. So Saul was David's enemy continually. Then the commanders of the Philistines came out to battle, and as often as they came out, David had more success than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was highly esteemed. This passage has a link back to a promise that the King Saul had given when Goliath was standing before the army. It says, "Whoever takes him down will get one of my daughters in marriage." And he offers Merab, his oldest, which would be proper in that day. David shows his humility. Who am I that I should be the son-in-law of the king? But we get to see that throughout this passage, there's an ulterior motive in Saul. He's trying to put David out before the Philistines. He makes a quick switch, gives his oldest daughter to another person. And the drama increases because we're told that Michal loved David. There's this messenger back and forth. Again, we see David's humility and basically says, "I'm not in a place that I could pay the bride price for being the king's son-in-law." And Saul says, "Just give me 100 Philistine foreskins." It's a graphic and ugly picture, but it's out of the context of that day. David comes back with 200. And the jealousy of Saul moves to the next level. He sees how much Michal loves David. He becomes more afraid. And jealousy becomes to enmity. David becomes an outright enemy of the king. Not in David's working, but in the eyes of the king. Really sad picture of Saul. As a father, when my kids entered into marriage relationship and loved their partners, I was thrilled. Saul is jealous of that, of his own kids' love, and he's fearing that. The so what of this passage is just another reminder of the progression of evil intent in our hearts. All along this process, there were moments when Saul could have cut off his intent. But he allows suspicion to lead to jealousy, to become enmity. And as a result, this deep hatred develops in his heart. The now what of this is a reminder again to be satisfied in who God has made me to be and his assignment for me. Everything that comes my way is through the flow of his love. And whether the assignment is big or small, I just want to be faithful in that space. Not looking to others and allowing jealous intent to unravel in some ways some of the core values of my heart, to be a person that loves the Lord of God with all my being, but loves my neighbor and my colleagues as myself. And so, Lord, if we're at any place in a continuum of allowing evil intent to grow in our hearts, would you shine your light upon that as the Holy Spirit? And would you allow us to cut that root out right now? In Jesus' name, amen.